W Mobile.
I've spoke to you. The name over here is Ken.
I don't think I've talked to you either, Ken. I'm kind of in here some mornings, and some mornings I sleep late.
Be on that one. I'm still in the workforce, so I still got about another 3-4 more years before I can start sleeping late.
Done reached that retirement age, so I look for excuses to go fishing and mow the grass.
It's been a minute since I've been fishing, and then I need to do more of it, sure enough.
Planning a little trip this coming week. Gonna be going down Lake Russell and hoping to catch a few fish and just get away for a few days.
Or just anything that bites?
I see anything that bites. I go with my brother-in-law, and we're not the greatest fishermen. We don't usually catch too much, but we have a good time.
The address is that you have a good time, enjoy the outdoors. There's nothing better than that to relax and just get away for a while, right?
We mostly fish at night down there, and there's no development on Lake Russell. The Army Corps of Engineers kind of controls that lake, so you know, you can see the stars at night. And just we usually tie up under one of the bridges, and you know, it's just real nice, relaxing environment.
I like the panfish myself. There ain't nothing better to eat than a good panfish.
Yeah, it's a lot of it's, you know, kind of how you prepare it. There was a guy I went fishing with years ago, and we caught a lot of little brim, and the way he filleted them and cooked them, they were right good.
All my brim. And I bred them in saltine crackers, and the deep fry them, turn out like a thick potato chip, and man, the grandkids really love them.
Sounds good. Me and my wife never had no kids. I've got, you know, some nephews scattered around, and I really haven't had a chance to take any of them fishing. Well, I got one nephew's gonna be going on this trip, so we might get a chance to see how he does fishing.
Nephews fishing when they were younger, because their dad bashed tournament fishes, and for a kid, it's not a lot of fun if you're not really catching a lot of fish. But you take a kid brim fishing and get on a little brim bed with some worms or crickets, and man, they just enjoy the day, and they get hooked on fishing for forever.
Yeah, that's what kids need more of these days. I tell you, I don't know if you've been watching the news around the upstate of South Carolina, but been having some bad results with the young people lately up here. It's they've had 3 shootings in the last week, and all of it was, you know, just, you know, around teenagers, and that's just a scary thing that's developing anymore.
Right about that. I know when I went to high school, there probably was, you know, at any one time, 20 guns in the parking lot, but, you know, nobody thought nothing about it, and because that's how we grew up, you know. Shooting them and respecting them, and now kids nowadays, they think, you know, you just go out there and shoot somebody and there ain't no consequences.
Well, when I was in high school, it was kind of a country, you know, environment, and, you know, like you said, there's a lot of guys, you know, pickup trucks at the gun racks, and, you know, and then go hunting, you know, nobody thought nothing about it. nobody thought about, you know, shooting up the school back then, so. Anyway, well, I gather you're on your way to work.
Yep, still about 30 minutes out. I'm over here in Greer, heading down Wade Hampton Boulevard.
Yeah, my grandparents lived in Greer. I guess it would be off Wade Hampton. I can't even remember the name of the road now. It's there's some kind of little cemetery close to where they lived, but I haven't been over that way in a while because they passed away several years ago. But I've my kinfolk kind of come from the Inman Lyman area, and my mom's people kind of settled around Greer.
Dad moved here in, I guess it was like 74, and I stuck around until 79, finished high school, and then left and didn't ever come back until the mid-90s. Of course, when I graduated in the late 70s, there wasn't nothing here.
I kind of grew up down around Columbia and know all the roads down there, and it's kind of funny I moved back up here, you know, where the kin people come from, and I hardly know my way around Greenville. I can tell you how to get places in Columbia, but I still ain't too good around Greenville.
So much and changing so fast, it's hard to keep up with everything, and there's so much traffic nowadays that you really don't even want to venture out. KN4 TFW.
Things have changed a lot down there in Columbia. They got a lot more bridges going into town. When I was a kid I went to USC down there for a little while, and the only way I had to get into town was go across that Gervais Street Bridge, and it was a narrow little bridge, KF4 and XY.
Head to rural Kentucky this weekend, see the daughter and the granddaughter. They moved up that way just because it was a lot cheaper to live up there than it is down here. I mean, they running out the regular folks out of town here, just pricing them out of the area.
Yeah, the real estate market's gone crazy. I mean, we've got an old house in Lawrence, and it just never sold. And, you know, we get a postcard from investors about, you know, once every 2 or 3 weeks wanting to buy the thing.
Sending me texts and calling and that, wanting to buy, and it's like, man, I can't find anything else to move into that isn't going to cost me a fortune.
I'm out here in the country now. You know, we moved out of Lawrence. I'm in southern Greenville County now, and I like it out here, and it's fairly quiet, and it's a whole lot better living in town. I'm close enough to town that if I need something, I can go get it, but I'm far enough out that it's, like I said, it's nice and quiet, and there's nobody to complain about my antenna farm. I'm not in a HOA or nothing like that.
We've been looking for some property, trying to find something that we think we might like when we retire and that. But man, like you said, it's so darn expensive for nothing unless you move way, way out. I mean, I looked at some property, I guess it was down there on Lake Greenwood, down at Cross Hill down there and that. But my wife's like, man, this is a long way from nowhere.
Not a lot around Cross Hill. There's some property I've seen around Waterloo that's fairly close to the lake. It's not extremely expensive, and not a long way from Greenwood. But it's you know, if you get some undeveloped land, and then, you know, it don't cost as much. It's totally raw land. But if you get something that's already got wells, septic tank, and a driveway into it, you know, then you're going to pay more for it.
You're right about that. I saw some down in the low country. They wanted $2,900 an acre for it, which is really not bad. But, man, it was out in the middle of nowhere. It's kind of where my wife grew up when she was younger. But, you know, we were debating about if something happened to either one of us, the other one is stuck out there 20 miles from nowhere.
Yeah, that's true. I really hadn't thought that much about that angle to it, because, yeah, if something happened to me, then, you know, my wife's out here in the country, so that wouldn't be real good. But yeah, just gotta take things one day at a time. I've got my mother lives close by, and she's got Alzheimer's pretty bad, so right now that's, you know, kind of one thing I'm kind of focused on.
You can help her out.
Yeah, that works out pretty good. Well, some of the other guys might be, you know, out there somewhere, and might be ready to come on in here and say good morning. I've enjoyed talking to you. You be careful going on into work, and I'll be listening for a while. KF4 NXY David, I'm clear on your final.
All right, David. Well, it was certainly nice to talk to you this morning and help me get into work, and look forward to furthering our conversation here another time, another morning. I'm usually on 5 days a week. In the morning about this time. We'll be on a Monday and Tuesday this week, but the other time I should be. So we'll catch you later. Certainly enjoyed it. 73 KN4 TFW.
WWZ, Muslim.
Chandler, KN4 TFW.
Morning, Keith. Where's everybody else at this morning?
Talk to anybody. Patrick's probably not on because he's probably off today, so he's probably sleeping in. Or actually, he's probably sitting there listening on the radio. And I don't know about Andrew. He's either went in really early or he's running late, one or the other.
Nope.
Plans for the weekend?
I'm not sure yet. I think I might go try and see my family.
Out of town to see my daughter and my granddaughter. They live in Kentucky.
Nice.
Way out in the country out there, because it's cheaper than living down here.
Just saying that. How you doing today, Mr. Keith?
Good for a Friday. I can't really can't complain. Hopefully this fly under the radar and the day will go by pretty quick. You must have been in a bad spot, or I was one.
Oh, I was just saying, there.
Yeah, I'm still here. There was just a lot of static on there. I couldn't make you out. Try me now. I'm more up on the top of a hill now.
Hard to register a
theater. Spots like that myself. And eventually you just learn where you can talk and where you can't, right? The best of antennas on this car, I just have a little cheap one. My good one got broken. And then I have one on my truck, but I don't want to keep taking it on and off.
Can't blame me on that.
Bus all day long, or what do you do in the middle part of the day when you're not picking off and dropping off?
We had midday runs for like the small kids, but next year they're going to do away with that, so technically we won't be having that anymore. However, I ride in the mornings, and I definitely ride in the afternoons still. During the middle part of the day, when they ain't got me assigned to a school bus, I just hang around the office and just chat with my supervisor. He's a nice guy, really nice guy.
Yeah. In the summer, you one of those to get paid through the summer, or you got to find you another part-time job for the summer?
I'm looking to transfer to a custodial position, and that one will be full-time with full benefits, and it will be a year-round job.
Good for you, then.
Be quiet this morning. CQ, this is, Oscar 4, Whiskey, Zulu.